Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. Anita Campbell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Anita is, well, you know, I'm going to call her a good friend because that's what I expect her to be. She and I have been toiling the fields of entrepreneurship for a long time together, side by side, so to speak, in parallel universes. We just haven't actually done it together, and we're going to fix that right now. Anita is the president and CEO of Anita Capital Campbell Associates. She has an outstanding website, which is called SMBTrendsWire.com, I believe is what it is. Is that right, Anita?
Well, that's my radio show site.
That's the radio show. That's right.
Okay. My main site is Small Business Trends at SmallBizTrends.com.
There you go. Anita, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's terrific to be here, and I'm so glad we're finally together.
Finally. You know, I was thinking about this, Anita. Maybe you've seen a movie or something where two people, you know, middle-aged people who meet each other, they realize that they remembered that they knew each other in college, and they sort of hit it off, and all of a sudden one of them says, "How come we never dated?" You know what I mean? If we're so cool, how come we never dated? And I kind of feel that way about you and me. I mean, we've been out there together working for small business owners. I know you've done a wonderful job with the stuff that you've been doing. I've been keeping up with you. You've been keeping up with me. But for some reason, we never dated, Anita. What's going on?
I don't know. You know, the internet makes it easy to follow one another from afar, and I guess that's what's happened.
Well, we're fixing that today, though. This is the end of that little deal. You and I are going to have a permanent entrepreneurial courtship from now on. What do you think?
Okay, sounds great, Jim.
Anita, one of the things that I'd like to get you to talk about today is your thoughts on how you think small business owners are thinking and feeling about the economy right now. We're getting bombarded with a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily impact some of us that much. The subprime meltdown is impacting the real estate industry and the different people who support the real estate industry. It's hurting those guys some. Oil is hurting. The oil prices and gas prices is taking a bite out of everybody. Interest rates have come down. And the economy, while it's slowing, we had a pretty strong third quarter, and fourth quarter is not horrible. So we got kind of a mixed bag of messages, and depending on who you listen to, you know, things are okay or things are not okay. So what do you think small business owners are thinking about themselves right now?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to start with the fact that as small business owners, we're eternal optimists, right? Because otherwise,
pathological optimists.
We couldn't be in business. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Every day throws in our paths, you know, 100 things that could, you know, cause a disaster. And so we just get used to dealing with all the things that get thrown in our paths. So that's the first thing you have to, you know, you have to put in context there. That said, I think overall the feeling I get is that business owners are pretty optimistic. Now, we've had some softening of the economy, okay? Things are not as quite as nice as they were a couple of years ago. But, you know, overall I would say that the small business owner is still feeling pretty good about the economy, maybe watching things a little more closely these days. Wondering what's going to happen, especially next year in 2008 with the presidential election mm-hmm. coming up. But overall, you know, I would say it's still a pretty optimistic outlook.
You know what I think? I have a perspective on this Wall Street, Main Street thing. Anita, I want to get your thoughts on it. I think that Wall Street has no confidence in itself at all, because it doesn't actually make anything. It's a derivative of everything that you and I and our small business owners do out there. It's it, everything that we do and everything that, that big business, you know, big businesses who are out there in on Main Street doing business, everything that we do rolls up and allows Wall Street to create derivatives, you know, derivative products of all the things that we do. So they don't actually make anything. They don't actually do anything except you know, stocks and bonds and things like that. And I think because of that, they don't have a lot of confidence in themselves. And that's the reason why you see the stock market go up and down all the time. In one day, it'll swing 200 or 300 points. Main Street, where small business is, we believe in ourselves. We know what we're made of. We know how we got what we have, and we know if we lose it, we can make it again. And I think that's a big difference. We believe in ourselves. Wall Street doesn't believe in itself. What do you think, Nita?
Well, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, and when you think about it also, these traders are, you know, they're listening to the news and they're hypersensitive and reacting to every little bit of news. You know, whereas I think business owners have their feet on the street, you have to deal with realities when you're a business owner. You know, you can't worry about, you know, this rumor or, you know, something happened in China and how's that, you know, going to affect us unless it directly affects your business. But, you know, you're not worried about all of this noise out there, if you will.
Well, on Wall Street, they'll hear one rumor, a rumor about one company in a sector, and that'll pull the Dow down. You know, rumors of Caterpillar posting a low number brought the manufacturing down, and that pulled the Dow down. You know, nothing like that happens in the world of a small business owner. You know, we have our ups and downs, but basically, we don't have that kind of schizophrenic life, and it's unfortunate to me that so much news is about.
Hey Jim, this is Ray Keating, chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Wow, 10 years as a small business advocate. Congratulations, you ask the right questions, provide great insights, and have a true passion for small business. How much do I get paid for saying all of this again?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Anita Campbell. And Anita, as we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that there's so much coverage of Wall Street that there seems to be more balancing of coverage from Main Street. I think if the world had more of a perspective of what's happening in Wall Street, where we have confidence in ourselves, faith in ourselves, where the real dog is that's being wagged by the tail, which is Wall Street, I think we could all settle down and maybe take a few less Prozacs. What do you think, Anita?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'd love to see more of the mainstream press covering small business issues without tagging it small business. I mean, what's wrong with just calling it business?
Because I don't mind small business, though, Anita. Do you mind being called a small business owner?
Oh, no, I don't mind that at all. But my point is this, that small business is actually running this country.
That's
okay?
Right.
This is the That's engine right. of the country. So instead of relegating it to, like, you know, a five-minute segment out of the hour, why not
right.
spend more time talking
right.
about it, you know?
I agree with you. Well, the only thing about I'm with you, and maybe we can get there someday, but for now, I just like to see them do more small business. I don't care what they call us. Hey, Anita, tell us about your website. And you got a radio show. Why don't you tell us about that, too?
Well, yeah, it's an internet radio show, and it's a podcast series. So that means that people can download the recordings. And
how often do you do that?
We do it once a week now it's a half hour once a week, and we always interview someone, and it's the format's an in-depth interview, and we try to make it like a little webinar on a particular topic.
Right. Right.
And
tell us how my audience can find it.
Well, you can go to smbtrendwire.com.
That's for the radio show.
Yeah, that's for the radio show.
And the archives, too, right?
Yeah, and the archives are there. You'll see it'll say past shows. There's a nice little button there, so you just click on that.
But your main website, where they can also mm-hmm. find a link to this, is?
Small Business Trends, and that's at smallbiztrends.com. www.smallbusinessowners.com.
So check that out, folks, and you use all of Anita's stuff to your advantage. It's good stuff. Anita, what are some other things that we should be looking for in 2008 for small business? What do you think?
Well, you know, healthcare continues to be the big issue. Unfortunately, as we're told by all of the people who have their finger on the pulse of the legislative activities, we can't expect much to change or happen until the election, the presidential election. However, what I would say is make sure that you are educating yourself about the options for healthcare. There are a lot of options out there. Make sure you're taking advantage of them. Make sure that you're looking at health savings accounts.
That's the biggie, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We've had HSAs now for 3 or 4 years. We like them.
And I love it. We've got them, and they are just absolutely wonderful. I think of it as a retirement plan.
Because absolutely.
If you don't use the money for health, it's there for your retirement.
It's for my retirement, not for some insurance executive's retirement.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And and so you have that. If you are a self-employed, if you're a single person business, make sure you're taking advantage of the tax deduction for federal income tax purposes for the cost of paying for your health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely amazed at how many self-employed individuals say they're not aware of that. I just hope April 15th they are taking advantage of that, or their tax preparer is helping them on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of the election, Anita,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get small business owners to think about being, you know, so many Americans are single issue voters. You know, they vote on the environment. They vote on abortion one way or the other. They vote on trade or whatever their one thing that they're really excited about, what they're really passionate about. I'd like to see small business owners first be a single issue voter for their own small business. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I absolutely do. And, I would say, look at things like, how does your candidate stand on taxes? You know, how does your candidate stand on, issues of business and the economy?
Well, you just mentioned health care. How does your candidate stand on allowing you to buy insurance across state lines and make it portable?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, those are important questions. And the interesting thing is, now a few months ago I did a review of all the candidates' websites at the time, or at least the major candidates. And it was amazing how little information there actually was on their stance on business issues.
Yeah.
And now let's hope that they have since changed that. I haven't gone
back. Well, that's because that's because we don't hold them to task on that.
Yeah.
We just, because all we want to talk about, we show up in as a small business owner, and all we want to talk about is abortion of the environment. You know, they think that's all we care about.
It's absolutely the silliest thing. You know, and if you do more to make your business strong, you can touch so many people. If you just think of the food chain that is behind you in your
right.
business.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the greatest thing that you can do for humanity is to make your business a success.
Absolutely. No question about it. Anita, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show again already.
Well, Jim, it's been my pleasure.
We'll do it again real soon. Thanks.
All right.
Anita Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with our good buddy Wayne Cruz after these messages. Stay with us.
See the dog and butterfly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.